You've seen the new season of Stranger Things on Netflix. There are some locations that may seem familiar to you if you know Wake and Durham counties and areas surrounding that, as a matter of fact. Heather Leah runs a website called HiddenHistorian.com and knows Wake County very, very well and knows areas around Wake County very, very well, all of which are included in Stranger Things if you look hard enough. And Heather joins us now. Heather, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you are.
I am. So there are lots of interesting things regarding Stranger Things because there are some aspects of it that actually touch on WPTF here, including the old location of WPTF is actually featured on the show, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the Duffer brothers grew up in Durham, the creators of Stranger Things. And so I had done some research throughout the years, looking at all the different places they mention in the show and where they correlate in real life here in the Triangle. So imagine my surprise when the season 5 preview comes out right a few months ago, and I see the radio station, and I was like, that's by my house. I've been in that building. And sure enough, it turns out that they took inspiration from the old WPTF transmitter site. Beautiful 1940s Art Deco style building, and it looks identical. If you look at the picture of their set or what you see on TV compared to what you see in Cary today, I mean, it's the exact same building. And even inside, it's surreal watching season 5 and seeing the characters, you know, sitting inside the radio station, and it looks, even the inside looks like the real life inside of the building.
Yeah, it's the station that they use. The call letters are WSQK.
Yes. Yeah, but they've even got those kind of decorated to look like the WPTF ones. And I will say, when I saw the season 5 preview, I really thought about, wouldn't that be a perfect place to be central to the plot? Because the real radio station has an underground shelter, like a bomb shelter, where radio disc jockeys, if the world were just falling apart outside, right, if you were facing the end of the world, you would have an underground shelter that you could still send the radio and send the news out from down there in the real one. It even had a kitchen. It has bathrooms and showers. So I thought, just watching the preview, not knowing anything about what the season would include, I thought, well, that would be a perfect place for the Hawkins kids to kind of hunker down, and they'd have an underground shelter if it was based on the real one, and they'd have a kitchen and all these great places. So I was able to go into that old transmitter site maybe like 8 years ago now, and I got photos of what it looks like inside and the old spiral staircase that goes underground, and the room where the disc jockeys would sit if the world were ending outside, where they would be sitting and transmitting from. And I was fortunate enough to be able to put those up online, and so people can kind of see the television show versus what it looks like in real life, and kind of get an idea of why you might use that sort of place if the world were ending, right? Or if Demogorgons were everywhere.
Exactly. We want to emphasize that area is not abandoned, and apparently some folks have gone by there. I don't think it's coincidentally that over the last few days there have been reports of people going by there. Just want to tell, for those who are listening who may think about going over there, it is not abandoned. And also, don't go over there because...
And they have cameras.
Yes.
Yeah, they have cameras. So you're not sneaky. You'll be seen on camera. I went in with permission with an engineer about a decade ago. So, yeah, it's not a place you can just go walk around.
Yeah, and there's also some high voltage areas around there as well, particularly when it comes to the transmitters. So just watch yourself if you do go over there. Now, it's
but,
not
but
just...
you can see photos online and really get a look at it on the internet.
And you have some great ones also on your Facebook page at Heather Leah. Your last name is spelled L-E-A-H, by the way, if you want to see that up close and personal. You mind if we do two segments with you here? Because there's so much we can talk to you here about.
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty. I've got notes.
Okay. So one other thing I want to touch on here, the Merkwood area.
Yeah.
That's near Duke Forest.
Yes, yes. As many of these places are in Durham, and so much of watching the show, I can see Mirkwood. Yes, they say in season one, Mirkwood is where Curly meets Cornwallis, right? Curly and Cornwallis being two roads. And eagle-eyed viewers who are familiar with Durham were like, hey, I know that intersection, right? And that is where Will Byers first kind of vanished and ran into the Demogorgon in season one. And so you can actually go to that intersection in real life and see Mirkwood, the real-life Mirkwood, if you dare. And it is kind of an eerie intersection, and it's got Duke Forest, which is very old and has a lot of history here. Dating back, more than a century of being just Duke Forest. So that's, I imagine the Duffer brothers growing up in that area mm-hmm. may have been telling ghost stories about those woods and sort of using that in their storytelling.
I believe one, if not both of those brothers went to Jordan High School.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And that, of course, is just a stone's throw away. But it's a very short distance away from where that is. And that seemed like a natural place for them. That's a very creative place. And, in fact, they both went to Jordan High School, too. So we'll talk about that. Got some other places going to talk to Heather about here. So, Heather, we're going to put you on hold here and come right back to you at the end, right after our break here, as we're going to discuss more about Stranger Things, not only where they're featured in Durham and Wake counties, but also some inspiration they got from Chatham County as well. We'll touch on that in just a second. We're back here with Heather Leah. Again, you can look at Heather's website and you can learn more about not just throwback items as well as featured on Stranger Things, but also all things across Wake and Durham counties that were once popular at hiddenhistorian.com. And she not only just knows these things and has read about them, but actually has visited the sites. And another thing that is featured on Stranger Things is the Eno River Rock Quarry, which, again, the Duffer brothers appear to have inspiration from. Where can people find that on the series?
Yeah, so the Rock Quarry is, if you remember back in season one, they find not his real body, but they think it's his body. And he was down in the rock quarry. Well, most people believe that this was the Eno River Rock Quarry. And it would totally make sense that the Duffer brothers would reference that because Jordan High School, where they went to school, that was the quarry where they would have their senior skip day. It's a very popular place, especially a few decades ago, where, a lot of the high school students would go and they would jump in the quarry. And it's kind of hidden in the woods, and so it's a quirky and popular place for high schoolers to go and skip high school for the day. So they definitely would have known about it, and it very likely would have been a place they would have wanted to reference, kind of like near Mirkwood, right? Mm-hmm. A place that's near where they go to school, near where they're growing up, and so important to them, to put in the show.
And I actually have passed by the pizzeria that is near Duke Hospital, that the show references as well, and that's Enzo's, right?
Yeah, Enzo's. And in the show, you can see they've sort of tweaked it a little bit, and the show is like a fancy Italian restaurant, but in real life, it's a pizzeria near Duke Hospital. Enzo's, and then also a place called Bullock's is also referenced in the show, and it's a place in real life where you can go get food in Durham. So if you're wanting like a Stranger Things experience in Durham, those are two places you can go eat.
It was interesting looking at the last season of the show because there was an example of how the media can grab a hold of something and lead to the wrong perception and distorted feelings about one person or in particular. And that was actually the case with Dungeons and Dragons at some points in the 80s. Yeah. And it actually was kind of they used an example off of this on the show.
Yeah, so I grew up, I grew up in the 80s myself, right? So mm-hmm. the show's nostalgic for me to watch. I was a kid in the 80s, just like the kids in Hawkins, right? And I started playing D&D in the 90s. And I remember, even in the 90s, my mom was so nervous for me to play it. She thought that it was evil. And there was this perception in the 80s. So There's an urban legend in Raleigh, and it was very popular, that the NC State steam tunnels, these steam tunnels that are under or around our campus, college campus, that the D&D students would go play Dungeons and Dragons in the steam tunnels in the 80s. And because of a couple of very, very heartbreaking stories that ended in some in murder and in missing persons that related to students who were playing D&D, these things got connected, right? That D&D was somehow distorting the minds of the students who were playing, that they were getting too sucked into their characters and thought that they really were a wizard or they really were a warlock. And when watching the last season of Stranger Things, the previous one, season 4, I really related to that heavily, and how people looked at Eddie as evil and the people who were playing D&D as evil just because they're playing Dungeons and Dragons when it's really just a tabletop game. You know, where you roll dice and you pretend to be a character. It's just, it's nothing like what it was distorted to be in the 1980s, but they really, the Duffer brothers must remember that too, because they got it exactly right that season. It was very nostalgic.
Yeah, and it was funny how it, you know, was the center of school board meetings and things like that.
It was a big panic. It was the D&D panic of the 1980s. It was very real.
Yeah, and in fact, Eddie, who was a very sympathetic character, a very innocent character in that show, winds up moving away, and he gets called a murderer. But again, it was distorted by the media in the show. So he goes to a place called Skull Rock, and that's another thing that's based locally.
Yeah. So now this one's more of a theory, but it's a theory by locals who have kind of grown up in the area, right? There is a rock cropping in Durham, and it's near a park, and this is all near Mirkwood, right? All of it's kind of centered Skull Rock, the Eno River Quarry, Curling Cornwallis. It's all in that kind of same area. You can see where the Duffer brothers grew up, right? And there is a rock cropping that kind of takes the shape of a skull, and apparently it's got ghost stories around it dating back for decades. So some people who have grown up in that area, they have taken to the internet, and they do believe that it might be referencing that Skull Rock as one of those local ghost stories that was told several decades ago in the Durham area.
Right. And also, not just contained to Durham County and Wake, but also the big hole in Chatham County. What's the reference there?
Oh, so that, I almost didn't want to talk about that one, but I will, but I'll be careful. So there's a combination. Many people think Hawkins Lab, and I'm one of those people, I think this is true. Hawkins Lab, I believe, is based on two real places, right? One is the Rhine Research Center, which is an actual research center in Durham, and they actually, back in the 1930s, were studying telepathy and psychokinesis and, like, you know, really believing in these things and studying them. And then you also have, but that's like a research center. It's a known place, right? And then there's the Big Hole. Now, the Big Hole is a real place, but not much is known about it. There's a road in Chatham County. It's called Big Hole Road, and it dead ends at an underground government, like, base, basically. And it was built at the height of the Cold War, right? And not much is known about it, though it does seem to be very true that there is actually a base there, a facility, and it's underground, and it's related to the government. And people who have worked there have said, in fact, I saw a comment online, apparently AT&T employees sometimes work under there, but very, like, highly classified. And one of the AT&T employees who, you know, eventually left there said they really just have to wipe it from their minds. It's very classified. So given that there's this whole, you know, big hole with an underground government facility right across the border in Chatham County, and then there's a Rhine Research Center where they're studying telepathy and psychokinesis, it wouldn't be too difficult for the Duffer brothers to take those two very real places and combine them to create the idea of Hawkins Lab.
Yeah, You can see that totally. If you see the show, you can totally understand where Heather is coming from here. We encourage you that if you haven't seen the show yet, you can catch up on it, too, because it's very well done. Heather Leah is the editor of HiddenHistorian.com, and go to her Facebook page. You can check out all these things that we've been talking about. Heather, great talking with you today. Thanks for catching us up on this. Look forward to talking more in the future. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You, too. It was fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.